The report was written by Dr. James Krull, a Texas biologist hired by Governor Scott Walker to change the way the Department of Natural Resources manages the deer population. In March, groups of citizens and hunters planned how the DNR should implement Dr. Krull's recommendations. The final product contains some suggestions that could significantly impact the way Wisconsinites hunt. One likely to spark debate is a statewide ban on baiting and feeding deer. Currently, anyone outside of a chronic wasting disease zone is allowed to use bait to draw deer in when hunting. Eric Loebner is a DNR wildlife supervisor who oversaw the trustee report process. He says a majority of participants called for ending baiting and feeding, but lawmakers will have the final say.
It's really going to need to be some sort of grassroots decision on what people decide that they want, and then that will drive their actions on whether they contact a legislator or not.
A second suggestion would entirely change how deer hunts are managed by the DNR. Loebner says there are now 134 deer management units with different rules. He says those units would be lumped into 2 forest zones and 3 agricultural zones.
You have the potential to have, you know, basically 5 different season structures or season frameworks around the state.
Another big change that has been suggested is allowing all bow hunters to use crossbows with an option to create a separate season if too many deer are killed. All of the recommendations will go before the Natural Resources Board September 24th. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.